Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's the Wednesday of week 12 of the 2025 season with the Eagles playing the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington in 5 days. I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the sensational Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Okay, Merrill, you know, obviously this is the second meeting against Dallas this season. The first meeting was the opener, which was a little while ago. How are the Cowboys playing now compared to the way they were on that opener at the beginning of the season?
First of all, I'd like to make a projection that there will be no spitting before the game begins.
Great prediction. I would presume that that would absolutely be the case, but they just played the Raiders.
No spitting this time. But I will tell you this. This is a very dangerous game. The Cowboys are coming off of a big win against Las Vegas. Now, that's not all that impressive because Las Vegas right now is a terrible team. But the Cowboys played well and still have a lot of very, very talented players, particularly on offense. I mean, you were talking about Dak Prescott. Prescott is an outstanding quarterback. He's getting some production from Javonte Williams, who's a good running back. Jake Ferguson is a tough, solid tight end, and he's got some outstanding wide receivers in C.D. Lamb and George Pickens. And they can be very, very productive. So I think going into Dallas, this is a tough game. The Cowboys' defense is a little bit better at times. They picked up Quinnen Williams from the Jets at the trade deadline, but I don't know that that's enough to stop the Eagles. I think the Eagles can move the ball against this defense. I don't think this will be a low-scoring game.
And also, the Cowboys are obviously playing with heavy hearts after the tragic passing of their teammate and friend, Marshawn Nyland. This is going to be their second game since his tragic passing and their first home game since the tragic passing of Marshawn Nyland. So that's also certainly on the mind of the Cowboys, no doubt, as you mentioned, the way that they're playing right now. Merrill, speaking of the way that their offense is playing right now, defensive coordinator Vic Fangio at his press conference yesterday, said that Dallas has one of the best offenses in the league, and Dak Prescott's having a tremendous year. What also stood out to you from the coordinator press conferences, starting with Vic Fangio?
Well, Vic is pleased with the way that his defense is playing. Vic is never totally happy because he always finds things in which they can improve, but they are growing and they are getting better and better. I think a big pickup was that of getting Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins because he has been an impact player in each of his first two games. Also, it's big getting Nakobe Dean back in the lineup because Vic has always considered him a great player. And he was asked about the conditioning of Jalen Carter, and he said it's a combination of he's just playing better, he is in better shape, and he continues to improve.
Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo was asked for his assessment of Jalen Hurts' performance. What stood out to you from that answer?
Well, you know, everybody's so concerned about this and that, and there are critics about every aspect of the offense, but Jalen Hurts has thrown 16 touchdown passes to one interception. Jalen Hurts has not been a turnover machine. And Jalen Hurts' record as a starter is incredible, absolutely incredible. And the Eagles are 40-2 when they win the turnover battle. So I think the fact that Jalen Hurts gets the job done, he is a winner. I mean, he is a winner in every respect. I think that is something to be proud of. And don't get so concerned with this and that. when they have to score more, they will.
Yeah, there is certainly a lot of public concern about the way the offense has been performing, especially in the last two games since the bye week. But, Merrill, it sounds like based on, you know, the way that they played against a good defense against the Packers and the way that they played against a good defense against the Lions, it sounds like you're not worried at all about
this
offense.
I'm not. Look, here, I'll tell you the thing that worries me the most right now is the fact that Lane Johnson, who Nick Sirianni has described as the best player in the NFL. Certainly, he's the best offensive lineman that the Eagles have and one of the best in Eagles history. But Lane Johnson is going to be out for a significant period of time, and that concerns me. We'll see what they do to bring in Fred Johnson and make other adjustments. So I think that's something to be concerned about. But at the other, on the other hand, the Eagles are 8-2 right now. They are playing well. And this is a dangerous game in Dallas. Don't get me wrong. This is going to be a very tough game for them to win. But this team is 8-2, and they are a very, very good football team.
It's a game, honestly, you know, NFC East battles, it could come down to special teams. Sometimes these really close games come down to special teams, and I bring that up because Michael Clay had his press conference yesterday, as I mentioned, and you know, a big moment in the game against the Lions was the stopping of the fake punt, one of the five turnover on downs the Lions had. What did Michael Clay, Merrill, have to say about that stopping of the fake punt?
He attributed that to scouting. He said they had good reports, good information on what the Lions were capable of. They saw it coming, and they kept the defense on the field, and they were able to contend with it and just put the Lions dead in their tracks.
Well, and it was a huge play, and that's obviously an organizational win for the Eagles. Let's close with this, Merrill. The Eagles are making another trip, obviously, to AT&T Stadium in Arlington on Sunday. Where does this stadium, Merrill, this big Jerry World, rank for you amongst visiting venues?
My son, Nolan, who comes and does our statistics very often on the road, refers to it as a monument to excess. It is a huge stadium. It's got the great big board. It's got a lot of glitz to it. It's not one of my favorites.
Interesting. Well, it never stops you from making a great call with Mike in the booth. So looking forward to that in a handful of days. And looking forward again, Merrill, to chatting with you tomorrow. Appreciate the time. That's the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.